Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got three or four big games this weekend in college football. BYU plays Texas Tech. That is the site of College Game Day. Patrick Mahomes is going to be the celebrity guest picker. Oregon goes on the road to play Iowa. LSU goes on the road to play Bama. I remember when that was the most important college football game of the season. Certainly not that this year. And Texas A&M, they go on the road to play Missouri. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Brandon Kiley. He is with ESPN STL 101 covering the Tigers. BK, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Theodot. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I will say this. Man, once you feel like your team is eliminated from the college football playoff, the rest of the season does really feel like a bummer. Now, I know the odds were always against Missouri making it, but you know, you get your hopes up and you think that this can possibly be the year. But now that I don't think they can go to the playoff, I'm not as excited about this game anymore.
It's so funny. We were talking about this because I work at a station where it's Mizzou in Illinois, right? Like, that's the Mizzou KU thing in KC is Mizzou, Illinois out here in St. Louis. And our producer is an Illinois fan, and his team was basically eliminated when they lost against Washington. He doesn't care about the rest of the season. He's just done. Like, there's nothing else that matters. It could be one of the best seasons in program history. It's not like Illinois is like this traditional power. They could genuinely finish 9-3, put together an unbelievable season. He doesn't care. It's just over. And in that regard, man, it feels so similar to college basketball now, where once you feel like your team is done from the NCAA tournament, like you fall below 500 in conference play for the end of the year, it's just, okay, yeah, we're playing out the string here. And it feels that way for a lot of teams across college football right now.
So let's talk about this, because I think this is the biggest subject regarding the Missouri Tigers, and honestly, one of the biggest subjects right now in the sport. There are a bunch of premium marquee jobs that are open, and there have been a lot of people that have said no to those jobs. We know eventually somebody is going to say yes to these jobs. Do you think Eli Drinkwitz is one of those people? Do you think he's taken one of these marquee jobs?
My guess today is no, C-Dot. But I think any Mizzou fan that's completely writing off the possibility is just putting their head in the sand. Like, he hasn't signed an extension. We saw Cignetti sign the extension. We saw Matt Rhule sign the extension. They did that for a reason. They wanted to end any of the speculation surrounding their candidacy for some of these jobs that are coming open, and they did so. Like, once you sign that dotted line, it's over. You don't even have to talk about it anymore. Drink hasn't done that. They just had their bye week. This would have been the time where you'd make it happen if you wanted to do so. He decided not to. So at a minimum, man, he's either A, leveraging this to get more out of Mizzou, or B, legitimately listening. So do I think he leaves? No, I think he probably ends up staying. But I would have to imagine he's at or near the top of the list for both Florida and Penn State, and maybe pretty close to the top of the list at a place like LSU if they're told no by Lane Kiffin. So I'd say like 60-40 he stays, but that's not to dismiss the possibility that he ends up going.
I'm not going to pretend like I think Missouri is a better program than Florida or Penn State. So that's not the basis of this question. But I think you could also make the argument that it's better to coach at Missouri than coach there. If this is going to be the new landscape of college football, so if your team doesn't make the playoff, that you are always in danger of being fired, that you got to be a 9-10 win program every single year, or you're going to lose your job, that's just not the pressure at Missouri. So if I'm Eli Drinkwitz and I'm going to be paid like the right now, he is tied for the 10th highest paid coach in college football, and I don't have to deal with nearly the expectations that Brian Kelly had to deal with, or Kalen DeBoer, or Dan Lanning, or Steve Sarkisian, I think that could make it potentially a better job than being at Florida or Penn State.
It's certainly a more comfortable job. I agree with that. And I think there's a couple of different ways to look at it, C-Dot. One is, let's look at it from Drinkwitz's point of view, right? If you already have built Missouri into what it is today, and you're the one that is making this decision, which he is, I could see, and personally, with my own sensibilities, I would stay at Mizzou. I would not take those jobs because of all of the things that you just said. I still believe I can win at a high level at Missouri. I'm never getting fired at Mizzou so long as I continue to, you know, build this thing the way that I have thus far. Meanwhile, if I go to one of these other programs and I lose 7 games next year and then 4 games the following year, boom, I'm immediately on the hot seat. So my sensibilities, I would stick at Mizzou. That being said, I can understand the point of view where you would say, if you're Eli Drinkwitz, hey, I've built this thing up. I'm recruiting at a level nobody's ever seen at Mizzou. I have the ability to use resources that have never been given at the University of Missouri. We just had back-to-back seasons where the schedule laid out in a way where we could have taken advantage of it, and still I wasn't able to even reach the playoff, much less win a title. If I took everything that I have here at Mizzou and did this at LSU or Florida or Penn State, would it be more likely? I do think it's fair to say the ceiling at those programs is still probably higher, but it becomes a question of what do you care more about? That potential for the ceiling or the comfortability of never being on that hot seat. I would also add this, one other quick thing, C-Dot. If you're somebody that's neutral, like if Mizzou's job came open, right, and it's not Eli Drinkwitz making this decision, but it's, I don't know, whoever the next guy, John Sumrall at Tulane making the decision, better job, Mizzou versus LSU / Florida / Penn State. I think in that scenario, it's kind of hard for me to make the case for Mizzou, unfortunately.
Right now, we're joined by Brandon Kiley. He is with ESPN STL 101, getting you ready for a weekend in college football. Are you a believer in Texas A&M? I mean, they went on the road and they beat Notre Dame, and that was a coin flip. That was one of the better college football games we've seen. Since then, they beat Arkansas. They beat LSU. That's kind of it this season. Right now, they're undefeated in the SEC. They're one of the top 5 ranked teams in the sport. But we all know it's still Texas A&M, so that question's always in the back of your mind. Are you a believer in the Aggies?
A believer, yes, because I think you have to believe in somebody this year. Like, I think Indiana, to me, is the best team that I've seen so far this year. I think Ohio State is the second best team that I've seen so far this year. And then you've got to point to somebody as the third best, right? And for me, that team so far this year has been Texas A&M. That being said, it's not at the same level as some of the teams that we've seen in the past. I don't think there's anybody in college football that is at the level that we've seen from some of the better programs over the last 5-plus years. I think that's the result of the transfer portal, NIL. We've talked about all of that over the weeks and years here recently. But I think they're really good. I think they're really good. They have an elite-level quarterback for college football. Their pass rush is elite. And once you do a couple of things at an extraordinarily high level, that's enough right now to be considered a top-3 team in college football. But they're not without flaws. Their run defense is not great. They've given up, I think it's the most 20-yard runs in the conference so far this season. At times, their offense can get a little congested. Their run game, you would think, is elite. It's just pretty good. And they've had some issues with penalties, a couple of games where the turnovers have cost them. So they're not on the same level, in my opinion, as a program like Indiana, but they're a good team. And that right now is probably good enough to be the third best team in the country.
I'm certainly disappointed about the injuries that Missouri has had at quarterbacks with Sam Horn and also with Bo Prabula. But I am excited to see what Matt Zollers can do the rest of the way. I thought he was impressive just to be thrown in that spot on the road against Vanderbilt. Sure, he made a couple of mistakes, but I also thought he did some things right. I mean, if Missouri's not going to make the college football playoff and it's playing out the final month of the season, letting Zollers get on the job training is not the worst thing to happen.
I heard Gabe say this, Gabe DeArmond of Power Mizzou, and I think he's right. I don't think Missouri, as constructed previously with Bo Prabhula as their starting quarterback, had a shot to make the college football playoff this year. The ceiling was too low on the offense. They clearly weren't moving the ball against higher level competition, and it wasn't going to get the job done. I think the floor is much lower now because we have no idea what it's going to look like with a true freshman quarterback going up against an elite defense like Texas A&M, who now has film on him. But the ceiling is a little higher. I agree with you, CDOT. The offense moved better when Zalos came into the game than it did when Bo Prabhula was out there. He was on time. He looked more comfortable. It seemed as though the pass rush wasn't getting to him. There were times where Prabhula had time, and he just didn't look comfortable because the pass rush, I think, had spooked him over the previous week. So I'm interested to see what it looks like. It's good for the here and now and for the future. I would caution people, though. Man, freshman quarterbacks do not win in these situations. I looked this up earlier this week. SEC true freshman quarterbacks that throw at least 15 pass attempts against top 10 ranked opponents, they're 2-16 over the last decade. Those two quarterbacks, it was Ryan Helinski with South Carolina who got a win, and Bo Nix in his true freshman season at Auburn got a win. It's just so incredibly rare to see them perform well in these situations. Almost all of those games were decided by 10 points or more in the direction that Mizzou fans wouldn't be hoping for this weekend.
That Bo Nix freshman year at Auburn, that was like pre-COVID, wasn't it? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, in the last decade, it doesn't happen a whole lot, man. You remember Helinski at South Carolina, too. Both of these games were in 2019. So the situation that Mizzou is asking for to take place tomorrow, man, it's rare.
I got to ask you one NFL question. I'm officially out on the Denver Broncos. You can't play like this for a month against the teams that they've played against and then tell me you're a legitimate Super Bowl contending team. Where are you at with the Broncos right now after Thursday Night Football?
They're fraud. They're an absolute fraud.
Thank you. Fraudulent.
Nothing about this is real. The defense is legitimately good, right? Like, I think we can say that. And they can continue to win. Like, they'll probably end up going 12-5, 11-6, whatever it is. And then we'll get to the playoffs, and every single one of us will be rushing to our favorite sports betting app to bet against them in the first round, whichever it is that they play, against whoever it is that they go up against, whether that's the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, whomever. Nothing about this is convincing. I can't wait to bet against Bo Nix in the playoffs.
That is Brandon Kiely joining us on the show today. He is with ESPN STL 101, getting you ready for a weekend of college football. BK, man, I appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you down the line.
You're the best. Yeah, you don't have Mizzou winning tomorrow, right?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. There's not a single part of my body that thinks they win tomorrow. I'll watch them, but I don't think they're winning tomorrow.
I'm shocked by the number of people both picking them against the spread and also to win outright. It's stunning to me, but I'm with you.
That is our guy, BK, joining us on the show today. I mean, I would love to come on here and sing the praises of the Missouri Tigers. I got to keep it a buck 150, which you know. No. I think it's more in line they get blown out than they win tomorrow. Like, I could see A&M just giving Missouri the absolute beats tomorrow. I don't trust their offense. I don't trust them to score. And when going up against a team like A&M that I think A&M is superior to them in basically every category that matters at this point in the season. So, no, it is a ranked matchup. It's one of the better games that we have of the day. It's a road game. It's conference play. So, I get all of the signs are there. I am not a believer right now in this Missouri team, not up against a team like Texas A&M. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Coming up in just a bit, we'll get back to talking about Bo Nix. We'll get back to talking about the Denver Broncos. So coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Ryan Edwards. He covers the Broncos with KOA in Denver. They are the Denver Broncos flagship station. Yesterday, we had Andrew Mason on the show. He covers the Broncos. He says that he believes this Broncos team could be the 2022 Minnesota Vikings.
What I would say for the Broncos is sometimes when you see a lot of these types of results, sometimes I do wonder, is this a little bit like the 2022 Vikings, for example, that they won an awful lot of close games in the regular season as a team that was emerging, and then they got into the playoffs, they played the Giants in the first game, and they lost? I mean, is it a team like that, or is it a team that keeps on winning as they get into December and into the postseason? I think that's a question that I'm not sure that we have the answer to right now.
So we'll get back to talking about the Broncos here coming up in a bit. But before we do that, so I am going to split this up. I have 10 overarching questions about the NFL. I've split them up between 10 NFC questions and 10 AFC questions. Let's get to my questions about the NFC. Hit the music! All right, one of my questions that I have right now about the NFC is, can San Francisco get healthy? I think San Francisco is one of the better teams in the NFC when they have everybody available. So far this season, they just haven't had everybody available a whole lot this season. I mean, if you look at their quarterback situation, I mean, Mac Jones has made 7 starts. Brock Purdy has only made 2 starts so far this season. They've been unable to really get Christian McCaffrey going because teams have just been loading up the box to stop him in the run game. But he is their leading receiver right now with 626 yards and a handful of touchdowns so far. I mean, outside of that, their running backs have been beat up. Their wide receivers have been beat up. That defense has been beat up. Sometimes it just happens like that throughout the course of an NFL season where your team just, the injury luck is not in your favor. We call it the wheel of misfortune. It lands on you and it lands on bankrupt and you just lose everything. It feels like it could potentially be that year for San Francisco, but they are as good as any team in the NFC when they're healthy. So far this season, Rob, they just haven't been healthy really that much.
I mean, I feel like that they're not Chargers level of like injury,
but
I feel
it's
like
close. It's real close to Chargers level of injury.
They are definitely in the same area. Maybe they're in different neighborhoods.
Same area. They're in the same block. They live a couple houses down the street from each other.
It is very, very similar. Now, to the Niners' credit, they usually, when they are healthy, maximize it better than the Chargers do. But it is just, it is hard, even when they're healthy, for me to believe in the Niners. They just don't have any weapons. They don't have any oomph at any position other than running back. And I think Brock Purdy's fine. But I think Brock Purdy's fine and playable and Super Bowl caliber when you have Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle in his prime. I don't know he's that guy when it's Juwan Jennings, Sky Moore, and I don't know, Ricky Pearsall at wide receiver. I just don't. So even if they get healthy, I have big questions for the Niners, but I don't think they ever seem to get healthy. That's not really a thing for the Niners.
My next question in the NFC is, who's going to win the NFC North? Right now, every team is above or at 500. Minnesota is the worst team in that division at 4-4, and they just have a -4 point differential. So they've been pretty competitive so far this season. The Bears are 5-3. I'm not really a believer in Chicago. Detroit is 5-3. Green Bay is 5-2-1. If you're asking me right now to pick a team, I'm going to pick the Lions because I think they've been the most consistent of all of these teams. We'll talk more about this because one of my other questions is, and I guess I can just tell you right now, question number three is, I don't know what to make of the Green Bay Packers. If every team plays their best, I think the Packers are the best team in the NFC. But I also don't know what version of the Packers you're going to get. This is a team that I think is capable of putting the beats on the Detroit Lions like they did earlier this season. This is also a team that can lose to the Cleveland Browns, tie the Dallas Cowboys, and then at home just look completely uninspiring against the Carolina Panthers. They got a big-time home game coming up on Monday Night Football against the Eagles. I just never know what version of the Packers you're going to get. So, two questions here. A, who's going to win the AFC North? Because that division is super competitive right now. And what version of the Green Bay Packers you're going to get? They're one of the biggest enigma teams right now in the league.
I don't think the Packers are bad. I'm going to answer these questions in reverse. I don't think the Packers are bad. I said it in August, and I said it when they added Parsons. I guess that was still in August. I just don't trust Jordan Love. And Jordan Love is one of the reasons why you don't know what they are. He did not look good on Sunday. Like, that's actually too nice. He looked bad against the Panthers on Sunday. And I know the Panthers are, you know, feisty and 5-4, and they are better than we anticipated. Actually, I think you had the Panthers being pretty good this year, so credit to you for seeing the vision with the Panthers, at least the halfway point. But at home at Lambeau Field, you should not be losing to the Packers, and especially that defense. And Jordan Love just wasn't good. So I think one of the reasons people are worried about the Packers is it's a lot of the same things people worry about with the Broncos, just to a different level. They have the defense. That Packers defense is real. So they have the offense. The Packers at least give you glimmers of it, but it doesn't seem to ever sustain. And I would also say with your question about the NFC North, didn't everything you just say about the Packers apply to the Lions? Like, explain the Lions to me. Because there are weeks where I think, oh, they are world beaters. They are headed to Santa Clara. Watch out for this team. And then there are other weeks where I think to myself, they're just okay. They're just kind of in the middle in the NFL. Like, they didn't look great against Kansas City, walking wounded, okay. They didn't look good last week against Minnesota, but there have been weeks this year, I think, like when they blew out the Bears, where you think, oh man, no one can stop Detroit. I think everything you said about the Packers also applies to the Lions, because why are they not better than they are right now?
So far, my questions in the NFC is, can San Francisco stay healthy? Who is going to win the NFC North? And also, what to make of the Green Bay Packers that have been one of the more hot and cold Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde teams so far this season in the National Football League? Two more questions. Number one, can the Eagles get Saquon Barkley going? They are special when he's special. If you look at the month of October, so the three games before the Giants game, Saquon Barkley had 36 carries in those three games for 132 yards and didn't score a touchdown in those games. In the final game of the month against the Giants, 14 carries for 150 yards. It's the first time this season that he has run for over 100 yards. So far this season, Saquon's just been okay. He has 500 yards rushing. He is averaging 4.1 yards per carry. Last year, he averaged almost 6 yards a carry. He only has 4 touchdowns. And I'm guessing a lot of you took Saquon Barkley number one overall in your fantasy leagues. If Saquon doesn't get going, the Eagles cannot win the Super Bowl. Their offense works when Jalen Hurts and Saquon run the football effectively, and then it opens things up for the passing attack. So if that's the Saquon that you can expect moving forward, then the Eagles are the favorite in the NFC. If it's not, they're just one of the teams that could potentially come out of the NFC.
Let me ask you this, and maybe it's premature. Do you think it's possible Saquon might not have another one of those special seasons in him? because
he's not so far.
His stats look pretty mediocre for this sure. season. He definitely looks regular, and the Eagles paid him this offseason to be transcendent. Now, me and you both knew he was never going to live with that contract because he's a running back and there's only so many hits on your body, et cetera, et cetera. But they still anticipated him being a 1,000-yard workhorse, we can lean on him type of guy. And I remember when they gave him the contract, people were saying he's more like Derrick Henry. He's not going to age. He's so good. Man, he looks like a regular running back in the NFL. He looks like when the Eagles had Miles Sanders or worse. And that Eagles team wasn't great with Miles Sanders. So are we sure he can turn it around? I know he had the one superb season, but his Pro Football Reference page is littered with great season, injury, misses time, great season, injured, misses time. Like, are we sure he's ever going to get back to Saquon anytime soon?
Yeah, we'll certainly find that out. So that is my fourth question right now about the NFC. The last one here is about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will know everything we need to know about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when we head into Thanksgiving. Listen to the three games that they have coming up. Home against the Patriots, on the road against the Bills, on the road against the Rams. I mean, you can't really play a much more difficult stretch of games than those three ones that they have coming up. You play three playoff teams, three contending type teams in the National Football League. I like this Bucs team. I think they are one of the more fun teams to watch. They only have losses to Philadelphia and Detroit. Certainly no reason to hang your head when talking about those games. I mean, they're in a division that you should be able to gobble up wins. But you kind of got to get past this schedule, because if you get past these three games, if you are the Bucs, and let's say you go 2-1 in that stretch, they'll be favored in every game the rest of the way. And we could be talking about the team that ends up being the one seed in the NFC. So those are my five questions. Can San Francisco ever get healthy? Who is going to win the NFC North? Can the Eagles get Saquon Barkley back to what he was last season? What do we make of the Green Bay Packers that have been very hot and cold? And can the Tampa Bay Buccaneers navigate this three-game stretch that they have coming up in the month of November? And if they do it, I think we're looking at potentially the best team in the National Football League. That is what I have right now as my five questions in the NFC.
Let me ask you a quick question about the Bucs in that stretch, and then we'll get back to the Chiefs, or I guess the Broncos in the AFC West with Bo Nix. Do the Bucs have an out? Because their injury report is littered with guys you know the name of. Bucky Irving.
For sure.
Hurt. Chris Godwin, hurt.
Yeah,
Haason Reddick, hurt. Like, Mike Evans is on IR right now. I know Vita Vea has been battling injury. Like, Haason Reddick, like, they have a bunch of injured players. Like, you're right. We'll know all the answers by Thanksgiving. But the answers might be when healthy, the Bucs are good. But when injured, we don't know. Because I can see them going 1-2 in that stretch, 1-3 in that stretch, because they don't have their bodies. They don't have their people. Like, I could see the Patriots win this weekend against a beat-up Bucs team. I could see a Bills team taking advantage of the fact that they're the walking wounded, and then they get healthy in December and heat up. Like, I'm not as certain that we will have the answer to the question with the Bucs, because I don't think their health is going to be in place for a little bit.
Yeah, that's just kind of the National Football League and kind of how you got to navigate this thing. I'm going to say this. You trust them to potentially go on the road in some of the cold weather environments that exist. Like, you trust Tampa Bay to go on the road against Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I think a lot of it is predicated on them being at home, them having control, them being the best team in the NFC. I mean, the pathway is certainly there for Tampa Bay. You just got to navigate these injuries. You've done a decent job of it so far. Let's see if you can handle it these next 3 weeks with those games on the schedule. Let's get back to the Denver Broncos offense. Here's Stephen A. Smith on First Take.
I watched this Denver Broncos offense go 3-and-out like 8 different times, punt the ball like 7 different times. And I said, my God, this looks atrocious. This is the leaders in the AFC West? Then I started remembering, wait a minute, Kansas City's a couple of games back, and they got not one but 2 games against Denver coming up. Now, I know this defense is real, and they're leading the league in sacks. You know, they got at least 12 to 14 sacks ahead of anybody else in the National Football League. And if you can get to the quarterback, which they can do, okay, you know that you can make things happen for yourself. And obviously, the Denver Broncos can do that, so you can't rule out the possibility that they could beat the Kansas City Chiefs. But it doesn't take away from the fact that their offenses look like straight trash. And when you think of, I'm thinking about Cortland Sutton. I'm thinking about him having, like, 3 catches. 8 catches for 121 yards over the last 3 games. Last night, 3 catches for 24 yards. I'm looking at Bo Nix complete just 56% of his passes over the last four games. And then I'm looking at the talent that they've got on their squad. The J.K. Dobbins, the R.J. Harveys of the world, Sutton I already mentioned, Franklin as well. You've got talent. And then I'm thinking about, this is a Super Bowl champion coach we're talking about in Sean Payton, who is known for his offensive genius, and he's the play caller. I was happy to hear him say he has to do better because he has to do better.
You guys know that one of my favorite movies is Four Brothers. I can't even explain what it is about that movie. I just love the movie Four Brothers. And one of the lines in the movie is from Terrence Howard's character, where he says, if you keep knocking on the devil's door long enough, eventually someone's going to answer you. I think you see that happen in sports all the time. I understand that ultimately all that matters is you win these games, and no one cares how you win, just did you win the game? But we have seen enough of these teams that have walked on this very dangerous tightrope for months on end, and eventually, if you keep winning games like that, it eventually comes crashing down, and it feels like right now that's what's happening to the Broncos. They are not playing a style that you think you could navigate the AFC playoffs, where you can be Buffalo, Kansas City, and Indianapolis in three straight weeks. Not the way that they're playing. Not what we've seen them do for the last month or so. That was one of the sloppiest wins that you could possibly have on Thursday Night Football against a team in the Las Vegas Raiders. That is not a good football team. They don't have a lot of punch on offense. They certainly don't have a defense that should hold you down to 10 points at home. They don't have a defense that should hold you to 7-3 and outs the way that they did. It just feels like right now the Broncos are playing a very dangerous game of, well, at least we won. Yeah, sure, you won. But how did you win? How did you look? Who did you beat? These are questions that you always have to answer in the postseason. Now, you play in the AFC West, you'll get a chance to answer them. It doesn't matter what I feel about the Broncos. Beat Kansas City. You beat Kansas City, you win the division. That's how this thing works. You beat the Chargers, you win the division. You got other marquee games. But you cannot be watching this Broncos team and A, feel good about them if you are a Broncos fan and how they are playing, or if you are an opponent, you can't be scared to play that Broncos team, not the way that offense is playing right now.
Couple texts on the text line, top of the text line, are pointing out everything you just said about the Broncos could be applied to the Chiefs last year. Now, I don't feel that way, and here's why.
And you and I spent last year saying, hey, something's wrong with the Chiefs, and people kept saying, shut up, they win. And then eventually, it came crashing down, did it not?
I agree.
It took a little bit longer to came crashing down, but you don't remember how the season ended? It didn't end with them getting punched in the face by another team? I can tell you this because I remember. I remember you and I coming in here after the Chiefs narrowly beat Carolina and saying, hey, they didn't play well. Something's off with this team. This doesn't feel right. So it ain't like last year we were just patting the Chiefs on the back and saying everything was good and we could notice something was off. We noticed something was off with Kansas City. I didn't know it was to get ran out of the door in the Super Bowl, but that's like we've seen this Broncos team before. I can give you five teams off the top of my head that they rack up wins early in the regular season, and then when it gets cold, then when you can't supplement your schedule anymore with the cupcakes and you got to start beating people, they then show us who they are. What makes this Broncos team different than the Steelers from a couple of years ago, that Vikings team that everybody keeps referencing? Like, what about the Broncos makes you feel good about them moving forward to when the games are about to start getting real, real important?
I 100% agree with you. And I actually like the text lines comparison to last year's Chiefs. You know what the difference is between last year's Chiefs and this year's Broncos team? We both knew something was off with the Chiefs last year, but it always felt like Patrick Mahomes can find another gear. Can Bo Nix? And if Bo Nix finds another gear, isn't that just regular quarterbacking? Like, he looked incompetent at times last night. Like, if you're only scoring 10 points at home against that Raiders team, that's not good quarterback play in the NFL. Like, it is no way to sugarcoat it. He was bad last night, and he's been bad for a while. He was bad against the Texans. He was bad against the Jets across the pond in London. Like, Bo Nix has not been good this year. So I understand the comparison the text line is making between this year's Broncos and last year's Chiefs. They just keep getting the wins. We have to credit them for getting the win, but you point it out and go, hey, it doesn't really feel real. The difference is last year, the text line felt it. I felt it. Hey, the Chiefs aren't the same But maybe Mahomes can elevate to that Herculean level and just, hey, it's been luck all year, but don't worry, it's going to change because I'm so great. Bo Nix cannot elevate to that level. Like, you could argue the Chiefs beat the Bills last year in the AFC title game because Patrick Mahomes is awesome. Pull the stats in the AFC title game. Bo Nix ain't doing that against good teams this year. He's just not.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a perfect way of kind of describing it is, you're right with how the Chiefs played last year, right? Like, there's no question about it, and I get why people are making the comparison between the two. I would say, to your point, though, the ability for Mahomes to lock in just changes things. I mean, Mahomes didn't turn the football over in their first two playoff games. So if you were telling me that in the AFC Championship game, your quarterback is going to complete 70% of his passes, throw for 250 yards, run for 50 yards and score two rushing touchdowns and not turn the football over, if you think that Bo Nix can turn it on once the games get super important, then yeah, we can start having a very different conversation about the Broncos. I just don't trust Bo Nix's ability. Like, if this Broncos team has to go on the road to Kansas City, are you afraid of them? If Bo Nix has to go on the road to Buffalo, let's say that the Ravens end up winning their division and turning things around, you just trust Bo Nix in that scenario? Because most of the time, taking the team that has the better quarterback is usually the right play when you get to the postseason. I don't think the Broncos are going to have the better quarterback in a lot of these matchups.
Now, maybe this is me talking out of both sides of my mouth because I understand your point, but because the Broncos are 8-2, are we sure they're going to have to play those type of teams on the road? Like,
they got to start playing somebody. They play Kansas City in two of their next five games.
Kansas City, they do.
And the Chargers, a team they've already lost to.
100%. But if they can just hold serve and keep gobbling up wins against the bad teams, maybe they get a slip up from the Chargers, Chiefs, Patriots, Bills, you know, along the way. Ravens, I don't think you're in a conversation to host a playoff game, or at least not against the Broncos. Like, I don't think Bo Nix is a very good quarterback, but if he's playing at home as a two seed, with that defense, it's much more formidable. Like, I saw an elite Broncos defense with mediocre quarterback play win a Super Bowl once. I don't think Bo Nix can be Peyton Manning, but if you're playing games at Mile High Stadium, it's cold in that raucous environment, and they have that defense, it's not impossible they can win a game or two in the postseason. I don't think they're Super Bowl good, but if you're a Broncos fan, all you got to do is get home playoff games and you feel like you have a puncher's chance. Because I agree, Bo Nix on the road will be exposed. But I'm not sure Bo Nix is head on the road this postseason because they're what, the two seed right now?
I mean, someone on the text line asked a question. So, seed out, if the Broncos beat the Chiefs 32-24, then what? I'm telling you right now, if the Kansas City Chiefs, who are going to be relatively healthy coming off a bye week, knowing how important this game is, if they lose this game to the Denver Broncos, you guys will be annoyed because it will be a week of, are the Chiefs making the playoffs? That's what it will be. It will be a week of them. The Chiefs have never lost a game like that in the Patrick Mahomes era. Not back up against the wall, healthy team, we gotta have it kind of game. They do not lose those kind of games. Now, there's a first time for everything, so we'll obviously see how it plays itself out. But just watching this Broncos team over the last 3 weeks, I mean, over the last 3 weeks, they have scored 28 points against Houston and Vegas. There's nothing inspiring me about this Broncos team to pick them. Maybe it's the eye test, the feel test. Maybe I am being hypocritical when it comes to this. But the Broncos don't have the Chiefs kind of track record when it comes to this. And just how they've looked these last couple of weeks. If Kansas City's defense lets Bo Nix score for 32 points against them, again, we got to start having some real uncomfortable conversations here coming up in a couple of weeks about this Chiefs team and what in the world was going on when you had 14 days to prepare for this Broncos team. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rob, do you collect anything? Are you a collector of something?
I used to collect jerseys, but I kind of stopped doing that. Not really anymore, no.
Okay, I ask you that because we are giving away a limited edition bobblehead. So I would encourage you right now to go to 96.5thefan.com for your team or your chance to win an exclusive limited edition KC Current bobblehead of star forward. Rob, make sure I pronounce this correctly. Timwa Shawinga. Is that how you pronounce the woman's
nailed
name?
Nailed it. Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
It.
I want to be sure. No, that's notes. The first time I practiced that. I just want to make sure that I'm saying it correctly. Shout out to her. She's their best player. She has a bobblehead. I have one. It's beautiful. Presented by H&R Block, celebrating 70 years of tax expertise with hometown roots in the soccer capital of America. Get you a Timwa Shawinga bobblehead. Shawinga. That's how you pronounce it. Shout out to her. I know every time I look up and I watch the Current, she's scoring all the goals. So I know she's pretty good.
She is a goal-scoring machine.
Okay. Shout out to her. Shout out to the Current. I tell you guys that because, you know, we support women's sports on this show. We support soccer on this show. We support the Current on this show. So I got a chance to catch up with Allie Sentner earlier today. You guys might remember Allie Sentner. We had her on the show a couple of weeks ago. She's 21 years old. I asked her what's her favorite Denzel Washington movie, and she said she didn't have one. Now, you guys gave her a pass for that because you said she's too young. So I asked her this time, does she have a favorite Will Smith movie? Let's see what her answer is.
That's a good question. I would say King Richard so far.
Okay, all right. See, I'm just happy that you at least offered up a movie. I'll give you King Richard. So me and Rob, you just talked to Rob. We were talking about this, that we were going back and forth. Is there a movie that makes you cry? Now, I'll tell you, the movie that gets me, doesn't get me every time, but Invincible. Just seeing how he overcame his situation to play in the National Football League, I watched it during COVID, and it caught me. It caught me on the right moment that I shed a couple of tears. I didn't all-out cry, but I shed a couple of tears. Allie, do you have a movie that makes you cry? Is there a movie that gets you emotional?
I have two. I would go Marley and Me, obviously, and then probably Me Before You.
Okay, I've never heard of this Me Before You. Tell us what this movie's about.
It's about this woman who goes to be an aide for a very successful businessman that was paralyzed, and it's kind of a love story. It's very sad, but it's really good.
Okay, so you like Marley and Me, so you have to be a little bit of a dog person. Are you a big dog or a small dog person?
Big dog. My family has a golden retriever that's about 100 pounds. His name's Leo, and he's the best.
How did he get the name Leo? Did you name him after Leonardo DiCaprio? How did you come on this name?
No, we're going to go with Leo Messi. I wasn't allowed to name the dog Messi, but my family said that Leo was okay.
Okay, that's actually a really good story. Right now we're talking to Allie Sintner. She plays for the Current. They got a game coming up against Gotham FC. So we have this debate on the show all the time. I don't think that Batman is a superhero, and this is why. He doesn't have a superpower, and he wasn't, like, born that way or turned into that. Like, Peter Parker was not a superhero, but he got bit by a spider, and then he became a superhero. I just think that Batman is some rich person that does karate in his free time. Where are you at on Batman? Do you think he's a superhero?
A good one. Well, I'm a Spider-Man fan, so love Spider-Man. You know that you make a really solid point there about Batman. I might have to take that take as well.
Okay, when you see Spider-Man, like, what actor comes to your mind? Are you a Tom Holland Spider-Man, or are you going Tobey Maguire or somebody else?
I'm a Tom Holland Spider-Man.
We also had this debate on the show because my producer, Rob, he already has his Christmas tree up. Now, I believe that Christmas starts after the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving. Anything before that, you're doing a whole lot. When do you think Christmas season officially starts?
I'm an after Thanksgiving girl. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday, so I need to give it its respected time and space to celebrate it, and then the tree can go up after.
All right, you guys are turning on the Plaza lights. How excited are you about that?
It's just so incredible to, you know, see all the teal and red across the city and have all of our fans, you know, wearing our little bracelets. So, honestly, it's really cool to see the community rally around us, and we're excited to put on a show this weekend.
So everybody's hometown has a Christmas tradition. Where you're from, what are you guys' Christmas tradition?
Well, right now my family's going on trips over Christmas, but previously, you know, and still to this day, we watch A Christmas Story every single Christmas day.
So, Allie, we've been asking people this question. I have not been to 1587. Have you been to 1587 Prime?
No, I have not had the honor of going to 1587 yet, but I would love to.
So whenever you get your steak, how are you getting your steak cooked?
Medium and with, you know, all the butter and the fixings.
What sides do you usually get?
I love just a garlic mashed potato and some green beans or broccoli.
So if you weren't playing soccer, what would you be doing? Like when you were 13 years old, obviously soccer was your plan A. What was your plan B? What was your fallback plan if soccer didn't work out?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought I would do something in the PT or nutrition field because that always was very interesting to me as an athlete. So maybe something there.
So I just got one of your teammates' bobblehead. They just gave it to us earlier today. I was looking for the Allie Sintner bobblehead. I want one of yours. Do you have a bobblehead?
I don't have a bobblehead yet. Temma was the first bobblehead, as she should be. But maybe they'll make some more of some more KC Current players soon.
Yeah, of course. I got to get an Allie Sintner one for the desk here. We're talking to Allie Sintner. She plays for the KC Current. They got a game coming up this weekend against Gotham FC. My least favorite subject in school was science. What was yours?
Oh, my least favorite subject was probably art class.
I was the least artistic kid ever. I was bad at art, too.
Yeah.
What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school is probably math because I was pretty good at it, but also science. I love all the experiments and the exploding volcanoes and all that.
A couple more questions here for Allie Sintner. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh, that's a good one. I like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and A Christmas Story.
I love A Christmas Story. I'm happy to know that the kids are still watching A Christmas Story because I was a little bit worried that that was one that we lost. But you telling me that you like A Christmas Story, that warms my heart.
No, it is alive and well.
That is Allie Sintner joining us on the show. Be sure to check her out this weekend. It's KC Current. They have a game against Gotham FC. Allie, good luck. We're pulling for you here on the drive.
Thank you so much.
Rob, who's Spider-Man to you? You're a Marvel guy. You're a Spider-Man individual. Who's Spider-Man? Because Spider-Man is Tobey Maguire.
I think Tom Holland has played it better, but when I think Spider-Man, I think of Tobey Maguire.
He's played it better? What?
Tobey Maguire played Spider-Man. It was in high school. He was like 27 years old. Tom Holland was literally of age, correct age when for Spider-Man. Then if I was like, hey, what do you think of Superman? They had a geriatric out there. You'd be like, that doesn't make any sense.
Who's Batman to you?
Christian Bale.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's who I think's Batman, too.
I think he's been the best Batman.
Yeah, you know my theory on Batman,
You just
though.
Hate Batman.
I don't think it matters who plays Batman. I really don't. I don't think it matters who plays Batman.
I mean, you can do it wrong. George Clooney was bad at it.
Yes, because the villains were whack. I tell you, Batman's not interesting. Batman's villains are interesting. That's what makes him interesting. Batman's not an interesting character. That's why the one Batman movie we all love, the best one, it has the best villain. That's why. But no, Tobey Maguire is Spider-Man. I'm not going to let you. Tom Holland. Who is the guy they had play in the middle? It wasn't like Andrew Garfield. Wasn't that who they had?
No one says Andrew Garfield is Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah, I'm just asking. Then they have him play Spider-Man for like a couple of weeks. I don't know why they did that. That was a waste of everybody's time. That was basically them trying to remake the first Spider-Man movie. We didn't need this movie.
Correct.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to Thursday Night Football. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.